Probably the first time we hear about the Apostle Paul, it's on Acts chapter 7, when Stephen was stoned, how he was part of it. And from that point on, we're going to see the Apostle Paul being a bitter enemy of the church. He was called upon by the chief leaders of the Israelites to fight against this new movement that was preaching Christ has been resurrected, that Jesus of Nazareth, who had been killed and crucified, and they were claiming that he had come back to life. So he became a bitter enemy of the church. But then we're going to see in Acts chapter 9 how Luke is going to tell us about his conversion, how Paul switched from being a bitter enemy of the church to being one of the most loyal soldiers for Christ. Now, I wanted to bring to your attention the conversion of Saul. And if you want to read about it, you're going to find the most detailed account in Acts chapter 9. And it's very interesting how the three different accounts that we have in the book of Acts are going to, you know, fill in the gaps and fill in the pieces so we can have a full story of what Paul went through when he was converted. But in the few minutes that I have here, before someone comes and gives the announcements, I want to focus attention to, first, a couple of passages. One is in Galatians. If you would like to turn with me to Galatians chapter 1. Notice the opinion. Notice the concept Paul had about his conversion. Notice how he valued his conversion. That was something very important for him. We see right off the bat here in Galatians 1, verse 11, it says, But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For neither I received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Verse 13, For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. He kept very much in mind his attitude against the church before he was converted. And this is important because this is going to give value to his conversion. As he's seeing himself in how he was, and he reminds himself of what he did in the past several times, he's going to use this as an illustration to bring up where he was to the bigness and the amount of love, grace, and mercy that it took for a person like that to be saved. So he's taking that as an opportunity to show and preach the mercy of God. Now, the last verse I want to focus on is in 1 Timothy. It's probably one of my favorite books in the New Testament because it's focused on a preacher. And that's Timothy. And he gives a lot of advice for a preacher. And now notice in 1 Timothy chapter 1, and this is very significant and beautiful. Now how, again, Paul is thinking about his past way of living, and he's going to apply it to his present condition as a saved Christian. Verse 12, And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. He was enabled before to serve, but Christ enabled him by calling him. And he's going to say later, from his mother's womb. So he was set apart. And then verse 13, although I was formerly, because I'm not anymore, I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man. So he's keeping, imagine thinking about all these things you did, all these mistakes you made. Now, if you're someone who has spoken words without thinking first and maybe hurt somebody's feeling, this is for you. You have made mistakes, maybe lied. If you have made mistakes, maybe offended a friend, your spouse. If you have committed any type of sin, this is for you. Because this is how Paul was before, and he was against the church. This is for us. And then it says, although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy is due to the mercy that I was able to be, or that I'm able to be who I am now. It is able to mercy that I am now enabled to serve in the ministry, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Verse 14. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Verse 15. And this is his summary of his conversion process. Everything we can read about in the book of Acts about Paul's conversion, how he went from being an enemy of the church to being the most loyal apostle of Christ. He's going to summarize it in this word, in this sentence. Verse 15, this is a faithful saying. This is true. This is something worthy of consideration. And you know, the Apostle Paul liked to use this phrase, this is a faithful saying, because he's going to use it several times in Timothy and then in Titus, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. But he says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I am chief because this is what I did. I was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man. But that's why Jesus Christ came. And now, who deserves the glory? What we did or what Christ did? Now he's going to keep on saying, however, for this reason, I obtained mercy that in me first Jesus Christ may show all long suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. So I'm going to be an example that yes, it is possible. Yes, no matter how hard the sin, no matter how deep you are, no matter how many mistakes you have made, yes, there is an answer for you. And it is not because of what you can do, although obedience is important and is fundamental, but it is because of Christ, what Christ has done, and the power of the blood to cleanse of sins of those who repent and obey the gospel. And then he's going to finish saying, verse 17, now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. And his attitude is thankfulness from the beginning and his praise at the end. His thankfulness all the way around and his praise all the way around. So as Christians, that's what we're doing. We're being thankful when we come and worship God. We're being also showing our thankfulness by praising him when we, wherever we are, especially when we meet for worship or Bible class. So, unless you have maybe 3 more minutes, if you have done this, if you have become a Christian already, you're a Christian man, a Christian lady, we have a lot to be thankful for to Christ. And we still have a life ahead of us, as much as we can have, as much as the Lord allows us to have, to thank him for what he has done to us. And also to praise him for his mercy, for his long-suffering towards our mistakes. Because sometimes we continue to make mistakes and we need that grace to show us that we are not perfect and we always need the blood of Christ to keep on being or keep on going as a Christian. Now, so if you have done so, we have many reasons to be thankful for in Jesus Christ. Now, if you have done so before and you don't feel thankful, you don't feel privileged, you don't feel like you want to glorify God because of what he has done, we need to reconsider where we're going. We need to slow down and think about our way of life, our attitudes towards God, and then go back and take the right attitude of being thankful and to glorify Jesus Christ. Now, if you're not a Christian, then you know you have been missing a lot of the blessings. All of the blessings that are in Christ, they become available once you become a Christian. Now, you have been missing out, and this is an opportunity for us to invite you, to invite all of us to make things right. Maybe you know there's something you may be doing wrong that you only know yourself. This is an opportunity for you to consider that and to make things right with the Lord. Now, if you're not a Christian and you know what to do to be saved, you know that you need to hear the gospel first, according to Romans 10:17. If you know that you need to repent from your sins, according to Luke 13:1. If you need that you need to be baptized for the remission of, you need to repent, according to Acts 2:38, and be baptized for the remission of your sins, Mark 15:16. Then why don't you do that and take that opportunity? If you have further questions, you would like to study more, you would like to help get the help of someone to make that decision I know there's plenty of people here that we will be happy to help you do that. Now, this is our focus on this, on the conversion of Saul. And just keep in mind, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom we are all chief. We all need that salvation from Jesus Christ. If there's any way we can help you tonight, just please let us know as we stand and we sing this invitation song.